I'd like to just introduce our guest this morning. We're very thankful to have Segundo Rodriguez with us this morning. He's a Peruvian church planter. He is an evangelist. He teaches in a seminary there and then travels all over Peru and trains pastors, sometimes in very remote areas. And so I've known Segundo since I was, I think I met you when I was 17 years old, and I went to Peru for the first time, and I met Segundo there before he was married. He was working in a church in the city of Trujillo, and I went back another two times over the years, and each time I went back, I saw Segundo. We've spent some time on the Amazon River together, and anyways, we've had some great times in Peru. So Segundo has been a friend of mine for many years, and he's been a partner in the gospel to another part of the world. And so I'm going to invite Segundo to come. We have a translator this morning. His name is Aaron, and we're so thankful to have him. He's from Grace Baptist Church over in West Valley City, and so we're thankful that Aaron can be here and help us understand. So Aaron, Segundo, you can just share with us your ministry. Thanks, Segundo.
Muy buenos días con todos.
Good day, everybody.
Para mí, venir aquí es una bendición.
Today, for me, being here is a great blessing.
Yo quería ver a Lucas en su nuevo ministerio.
I wanted to really see Lucas's ministry in his new area.
Él me dijo, nosotros estamos muy pequeños todavía.
He said that we're still pretty small.
Pero yo le dije, no importa, yo voy a ir.
He said, it doesn't matter to me, I still want to come and see you.
Y aquí estoy.
So here I am.
Yo soy un evangelista.
I'm an evangelist.
Si ustedes miran ahí,
if you look up here,
dice, de Perú.
He's from Peru.
Al Perú.
To Peru.
Y al mundo.
To the world.
Hace unos 10 años atrás,
about 10 years ago,
yo no pensaba así.
I didn't think that way.
Yo cuando pensaba que hay que llevar el evangelio a todo el mundo,
I thought that when I took the evangel or the gospel, it was to the whole world.
Yo pensaba a la esquina de mi casa.
He thought, or I thought, that it was just down to the edge of my corner of my street.
A cada persona que me encontraba en el camino.
So every person that I saw on the street.
Pero no salía mucho de mi provincia.
But I didn't go very far out of my province or my area.
No salía del Perú.
I'd never left Peru.
Pero hace 10 años atrás,
but about 10 years ago,
yo he llegado a pensar que hay que ir a todo el mundo.
I got to the thinking where I need to go to the whole world.
Y pienso que todos los cristianos de todas partes tienen que ir a todas partes.
So I started to believe that all Christians should be able to go to all places, not just one.
Que no debemos quedarnos en nuestro lugar.
We shouldn't just stay in our local area, in our little area.
Que hagamos todo lo que podamos para que más gente se salve.
We could get out as much as possible so as many people can hear.
Ahí tienen algunas cosas sobre mí. Primero, mi familia.
About my family.
Mi esposa, Leneida. Se llama Leneida.
My wife is named Leneida.
Creo que ustedes pueden leer eso.
I think you guys can read that, but
algunas fotos.
We got some photos of my family here. Yeah, go ahead.
No se ve muy bien ahí.
It doesn't look real good, real clear, but.
Pero la mujer en el grande aquí, ella es mi esposa. La jovencita allá es mi cuñada.
So the one in the to the left of the pink there is the wife, my wife, and then the one in the pink is
mi cuñada, es
sister-in-law.
Él es mi primer hijo, Noé.
First son, Noé, on the very end.
Él es el segundo Andrés.
Andrés is the second son.
Y ella es Elena.
And then Elena in the white dress.
Pasa. Please. Ahí estamos nosotros cuando fui a conocer el lugar donde nací.
So this is us going to the place where
donde yo nací.
Where he grew up and was born in Peru.
Más otra. Ahí estamos.
There's us again.
Parece Utah.
It looks like Utah.
Estamos en la costa.
Here's us on the coast of Peru.
Un viaje de paseo. Y es un viaje cuando ellos, mis hijos, cuando yo viajo, porque yo viajo mucho.
We travel a lot throughout Peru, and this is just on one of our trips.
Y a mis hijos les gusta mucho que yo llego y vamos a comer.
So they like it that when we get there, we go to eat.
Esa es mi familia. Es una bendición la familia.
So that's my family, and my family is a very big blessing to me.
El viernes.
On Friday.
No, fue sábado.
Actually, Saturday.
Me visitó un hijo de misioneros.
I had a son of a missionary visit me.
Yo lo había conocido cuando era muy pequeño.
I knew him when I was just a little, when he was a little kid.
Ahora es un joven casado.
Now he's a young man that's married.
Y él está haciendo la obra por aquí también.
And he's also doing a work over here as well.
Y yo pensé, ¿cómo, dónde estarán mis hijos en 15 años más?
So I got to thinking, where are my kids going to be in 15 years?
Quiero verlos sirviendo a Dios.
So I want to see them serving God.
Ayúdenme con sus oraciones.
So he prays for, he asks for prayers for him and his family.
Trabajo también en mi iglesia local.
So he also works in his local church.
Mi ministerio es un evangelista.
His ministry is called to be an evangelist, primarily.
Pero la iglesia mía se quedó sin pastor hace 3 años.
So about 3 years ago, what happened is our church ended up without a pastor.
Y como evangelista, yo tengo que presidirlos.
So as an evangelist, I took the duty to pastor for them.
Acepté el puesto de ser un diácono.
I accepted the post or the duty of being a deacon.
Y soy el líder de los diáconos.
And at the point now I'm a leader of the deacons.
Dios mediante en 3 semanas, 2 semanas más, la iglesia posiblemente escoge un pastor.
So in a couple 2 or 3 weeks we do expect the pastor or the church to pick a pastor or choose a pastor.
Oración, por favor.
So pray for that. That will be the Lord's will.
Quiero ser libre de la iglesia local.
I would like to be free from the local church to do my evangelistic.
Para seguir.
Yep, to go out to other places again.
Fotos de la iglesia.
So here's some of the church. Here's some of the pictures of our church.
También les gusta comer. Ese es el grupo de. Siempre hay un núcleo en la iglesia que trabaja más.
This is our cell group in this church. The group that really does is the most faithful and is really solid.
Ellos son.
So these are the ones.
Muchos niños.
And we got a lot of kids here.
Oración por la iglesia y mi ministerio en otros lugares.
So pray for the church, and then these are some of the other areas that he works, or I work in.
Eso es lo que yo más hago.
This is more of what I do, typically.
Conferencias de avivamiento.
Revival conferences.
En las iglesias, en campamentos.
In churches, in camps, wherever I'm needed.
Entreno pastores y líderes.
I try to train pastors and leaders.
En mi país hay muchas iglesias que tienen pastores que no tienen preparación teológica.
So there's a lot of places and pastors and leaders in my area that are pastors or leaders in a church, but they have no biblical training whatsoever.
Y eso es, son muchos.
And there's a lot of them.
Eso es parte de mi trabajo.
That's part of what I want to do is train these gentlemen.
Pero también soy profesor en un seminario.
But I'm also a professor at a seminary.
No es que yo sea muy hábil. No es que yo sea muy hábil.
It's not that I'm the greatest person in the world or the best theologian.
Lo que pasa es que no hay muchos que trabajan para el Señor allá.
But the thing is that down there's not as many people that work for the Lord.
Yo también procuro animar a los pastores.
Also, another goal is to encourage other pastors in the area.
Cuando voy para una campaña, para un una conferencia, paso tiempo con el pastor.
When I go to a conference or to a camp, I really like to spend time with the pastors and their family to encourage them.
Los pastores y los misioneros a veces son hombres solitarios.
The pastors and missionaries sometimes can be solitary type people.
Tienen esposa, tienen hijos.
They have their wife and they have their kids.
Pero no tienen alguien con quien compartir el corazón para el ministerio.
And they don't have anybody necessarily to share the heart of the gospel.
Cuando yo llego, yo les sirvo para que me compartan sus cosas.
So when I get there, I try to help, listen to them, and have them share their desires and their ministry goals with me.
Les puedo ayudar porque yo he sido pastor por 15 años.
I've been a pastor for 15 years, so sometimes I'm able to help them and encourage them in different ways.
Les entiendo un poco.
I understand them a little bit, some of the struggles they're going through.
Yo entiendo cuando ellos a veces no quieren ir a predicar.
Yeah, I understand sometimes why they may sometimes have trouble wanting to even preach or to go to a place.
No, hoy día no. No, nada más.
And that's it.
Fotos. Oh, eso está muy oscuro. Continúa. Ahí estoy en lugar predicando.
Here's one of the places that I've been to preaching in a local church.
Yes. Ese no soy yo, es otro, es el pastor de la iglesia.
This is a picture of not necessarily me, but it's another church that I've been to.
Yo prediqué ahí.
So I've preached there before.
Pero no siempre yo puedo predicar y tomarme foto.
Yeah, the thing is sometimes I can't always be up there preaching and have them take a picture of me.
Sí. Eso prediqué recién en una campaña y cuando llamé, ese grupo de personas y mayormente niños pasaron para recibir a Jesús.
So this is a picture of me at a camp one time, and this little group of kids came up to learn more about the gospel and get saved, and they did.
Si Dios quiere, habrá fruto ahí.
So hopefully, through the nourishment of the gospel, that there's fruit here.
Otra. Este es un campamento.
It's another camp that we had gone to.
Eso es en Uruguay.
This one's in Uruguay.
Eso es en Lima. Yo estoy allá al fondo.
He's in the very back here, and this is in Lima.
Y la mujer con lentes allá al fondo junto a mí es mi esposa.
And my wife is the one that's all the way in the back there with the glasses.
Hablar a ellos es una buena oportunidad para motivarlos al ministerio.
This is a great place at camp to motivate young people for ministry.
Eso es cuando estoy entrenando pastores.
So this is me when I'm training some local pastors.
Continúe. Ahí están ellos estudiando.
There again we're studying.
Continúe. Muchos no saben leer bien o escribir bien, pero necesitan.
Some of them have a hard time reading and writing, so we help them with that as well.
Continúe. A veces tenemos que comer también. En todo lugar se come.
And then sometimes we have to eat.
Ese es en otro lugar. Esa es en la ciudad. La primera foto fue en la selva. Esta es la ciudad.
The first couple photos were out in the jungle, and this is an area in the city.
Continue, please. Campo.
Again, these are out in the jungle.
El campo. Adelante. Mi última clase en marzo enseñé el libro de Daniel a este grupo de gente.
Recently in March, this is the last time the most recent thing I just did with this group of men.
Y en agosto yo voy para enseñarles Apocalipsis.
So in August I'm going to go and teach them about Revelation.
Daniel es la base para entender Apocalipsis, entonces hay que aprovechar.
Daniel is the base for Revelation, so I take an opportunity for that.
Adelante, por favor. La visita a los pastores.
Ahí es
un pastor en Lima. Entonces, esto es mi visita a Cuba.
This is his
hablando
visit
con pastores. Visité cerca de 20, 25 pastores en 6 días en diferentes pueblos.
This is his trip to Cuba, and he went and visited about 20 to 25 pastors in the Cuba area that are serving there.
En una motocicleta.
In a little motorcycle, cruising around.
Adelante. Es en Cuba. Ahí se puede reconocer Cuba por los carros.
Yeah, you know how Cuba is because of the cars, the old cars.
Sí. Hablando con un pastor en Cuba.
Again, talking to the different pastors in Cuba.
Eso es en Perú, con un joven pastor, un joven misionero.
This is a young man here, a very young man who's a missionary, just talking to him in Peru.
En Perú. Adelante. Es en Perú también.
This is also in Peru.
En Perú, este es un joven que se ha graduado recién del seminario, el de la izquierda aquí.
So on the left here, you got a gentleman who in the white t-shirt who just graduated from seminary.
El que está en medio con su esposa.
The one in the middle with his wife.
Él trabaja con sordos.
He works with he works with deaf people.
Que no, ay, correcto, eso. Trabaja él. Y para ellos, él vive en la selva. Llegar, que alguien le visite es muy animador.
He's a real exciting type gentleman. He lives out in the jungle.
Adelante. Este es en Lima.
And this is in Lima.
Es en la selva.
This is in the jungle.
Ese hombre.
This man here.
No lee bien.
He doesn't read very well.
No tiene formación teológica.
He doesn't have any kind of theological training.
Pero ha empezado una iglesia.
But he started a church.
De más de 60 personas.
With more than 60 people.
Hace 4 años atrás.
About 4 years ago.
Es un desafío para nosotros.
It's an encouragement to us.
Esta es mi pasión.
This is my basic passion.
Ustedes pueden leer eso.
You can read this.
Quiero leer un verso bíblico.
I want to read a verse from the Bible.
Juan 12:26.
John 12:26.
Ustedes pueden mirar en su...
It's hard to split your brain between Spanish and English. So John 2:26.
Ustedes lo pueden leer, yo voy a leer en español.
He's going to read the Spanish, you guys can just follow along in your English. Bibles.
El Señor dice aquí, si alguno me sirve, sígame. Hay una Biblia.
I'm going to grab a Bible, so I'm not trying to do an ad-lib translation of the...
Estamos en el tiempo, Lucas. Ok, ya no necesito 5, ya voy a terminar. Ok. 12:26.
Okay.
Léelo para todos.
So I'm just going to go ahead and read John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
Ahí el Señor hace una invitación a servirle.
So here the Lord gives an invitation for them to serve him.
A cualquier persona.
This is really to anybody.
Yo quiero ser una persona que sirve al Señor.
I want to be a person that serves God.
Desde que me convertí al Señor, quiero servirle.
Ever since I was converted to, or I got saved, I've always wanted to serve God.
Hay dos bendiciones aquí para el que sirve al Señor.
There's two blessings here for those who want to serve God.
Son dos bendiciones aparte de la salvación.
These are two blessings that are apart from salvation.
La salvación es suficiente bendición.
The salvation is a great enough blessing as it is. These
Amén.
Are two additionals. Amen.
Pero aparte de eso, Él nos da dos bendiciones más.
But in addition to that, He gives us two other blessings.
La primera es que vamos a estar con Él al final, cuando todo termine.
So the first one is that we're going to be with Him when everything's done. At the end of the world, we're going to be with Him.
Jesús dice, donde yo estoy, también estará mi servidor.
He says here that, or the Bible says that, there where I am, there my servant will be also.
Yo quiero estar con el Señor.
I want to be with my Lord.
Toda persona que ama a alguien quiere estar con esa persona.
Anybody who loves somebody or cares for somebody wants to spend time with them.
Amo a mi esposa.
I love my wife.
Quiero estar con mi esposa.
I want to be with my wife.
Quiero ver su cara.
I want to see her face.
Quiero estar en su presencia.
I want to be within her presence.
¿Cuánto más estar al lado de Jesús?
So much more to be next to Jesus.
Si usted sirve al Señor, usted va a estar con Jesús.
If you're serving the Lord, you're going to and saved, you're going to be with Jesus.
Esa es la primera bendición aparte de la salvación.
That's the first blessing apart from salvation.
Y la segunda.
And the second.
Ahí el Señor dice, si alguno me sirve, mi Padre le honrará.
So in the verse here it says, whoever shall serve me and follow me, if any man serve me, my Father will honor.
Mi Padre le honrará. Mi Padre le dará honor.
So my Father will give me an honor.
O sea, cuando usted sirve al Señor,
so when you serve the Lord,
el Señor le va a reconocer.
The Lord is going to recognize that.
Le va a recompensar.
He's going to give you a reward.
Él va a decir públicamente a todos.
He's going to say publicly to everybody.
Este hombre, esta mujer,
this man, this woman,
sirvió a Jesús.
Served Jesus.
Todos lo escucharán.
So everybody can hear it.
Yo quiero servir a Dios toda mi vida.
I want to serve God my whole life.
Y les animo a ustedes a servir a Dios.
And I encourage you all to do the same.
No hay nada mejor que eso.
There's nothing better than that.
Cualquier cosa que usted haga.
Whatever thing you do.
En su trabajo, en el militar.
In your work, in your military, no matter what.
En el mercado.
In the supermarket.
Siendo un profesor.
At a professor, in a class.
Abogado.
As a lawyer.
Obrero.
A worker,
lo que sea,
whatever it is,
hágalo para Dios, sirva a Dios.
Do it for God, do it to serve Him.
Y si Dios te llama a servirle como un pastor,
and if God calls you to serve you serve as a pastor or a missionary,
sírvele.
Serve Him.
Estarás con Jesús.
You will be with Jesus.
El Padre te dará honor.
And then the Father will give you honor.
Eso es el final.
That's the end.
Gracias por orar por mí.
Thank you for praying for me and always keep me in your prayers.
Yo pertenezco, estoy asociado a una misión.
I am associated with a mission or a
Baptist. Ahí está la dirección.
There's the directions. The Baptist International Evangelic Ministries.
Gracias por darme el privilegio de compartir con ustedes.
Thank you for giving me the time to share my ministry and my testimony with you.
Y sirvan al Señor.
Serve God.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, Segundo.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Well, it's just a blessing to have Segundo here, and there's so many memories that kind of flood back into my mind. When I was 17 years old, I did not want to pursue the Lord, and what I wanted most in my life was money, and I went down on a trip to Trujillo, Peru, and I met Segundo, and he lived in this small back room that was connected to the church, and he had a dirt floor and a pipe that came out of the dirt that was his faucet with water, and he ate very simple food, and he only had a few books, and he had the joy of Christ in his life. And I can remember how deeply that impacted me when I was 17 years old and did not want to pursue the Lord. And his testimony has really, really met some deep needs in my heart. And I hope that it encourages you today.